different kinds of shit. Octavarius, so nefarious.
Eight legs and a wicked arm. Isn't that what we're supposed to do when there's a shark attack?
Hello, yes. Everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Punch a shark in the nose.
Don't punch Mark.
That's the moral of this podcast.
Sometimes that mistake gets made.
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast.
Whoa.
This is episode 40
of
the podcast.
What? 40, look who's turned 40.
No, we can finally
first.
We're finally there.
I feel that's a pretty big deal. So thanks for sticking around, everybody.
We're going to be over the hill.
50's going to be sick.
Dude, thanks everyone for coming to a Halloween show.
That was sick, dude.
Remember when like the zombies just came into the theater and like ate everybody? That was insane.
We can't promise things that won't actually be able to happen.
Yeah,
that's an impossibility.
Hey, remember when maybe that DJ was there, we hope?
DJ Racer Ramon.
Yeah, he was awesome when he was hopefully there. Cool. Let's start off on this end of the room and sound off.
My name's LP.
I am Mark.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Brian.
I am Tins.
Keith.
Cloud.
And I'm Castelvi.
Great. Now we've got every... wait a minute.
Wait, what happened?
Shoot. Has anybody...
I've got it.
Wait, you've got what?
I've got our mailbag.
Oh, mailbag. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it coming, you know. So, and you forget that every week.
You know me.
So grab the mailbag.
You know me too well.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just.
Oh gosh.
this one looks really formal, you guys.
He still pretends to read it.
It says. It's got, like, our address on top and the date and everything. It says, Dear Octavarius LLC.
Wow.
Please cease and desist not talking about us.
Are you see what?
The government.
I'm government.
We're very upset that you haven't talked about us yet. We feel left out and sad.
But it's a cease and desist letter?
It's a cease and
from
desist.
From not talking.
Oh.
Not talking about it.
So
yeah.
So it's just a plea.
So it's a government plea.
They shouldn't have called it a cease and desist. That's confusing.
Government's got a lot.
Government's very confusing.
Probably out of
is that
the
all they have to say, Mark?
No, it also says, what is up with that?
Oh, okay.
Now that's more like our letters.
Yeah, are you, because voting, the election day is coming up. That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You are right, Ryan.
Stupendous Tuesday.
Did you, are you guys registered to vote?
I am.
Yeah, baby.
Because I'm American.
Yeah.
I am.
So all of us are?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm registered to vote in Normal, Illinois, because I lost my thing in between to get it here. So
me
I don't
too.
Know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think I registered before, and that's probably still holds true, right?
Yeah.
Have all of you guys voted at one point or another in in a government election?
Yes.
Like federal and state?
You're
many
welcome,
times.
President Obama.
I've always had to wait really long in the poll lines. Like, I have such bad luck. I remember the first time I was able to vote, it was at ISU, right? And
that was horrible,
what?
That voting process.
Oh,
yeah, it was like, I waited for five, like, it was something like 4 or 5 hours that he had to bring us pizza.
But
there was, like, bathroom breaks.
Was that the John Kerry?
It was John Kerry.
I always have problems with like districts or like because you know you have your own voting place for where you live, and with the Kerry election I went to go vote at this place that was like 2 blocks away from my apartment, and they told me it's like, oh, you're not registered here, you're registered like way further away. Like, maybe like a mile away from your apartment.
Oh,
so as I was walking back to my apartment to get my car, like, I almost got jumped, and I had to fight two guys off.
Oh, man, who are you going to vote for?
What?
No, like, these two guys, one of them put his hand on my shoulder, tried to grab me, and I just kind of pushed him into the other guy and booked it. That's all that happened. But yeah, that
I got a vote!
That was like my favorite. I was like, wow, that's a voting experience now.
I think it's fucking crime that our country doesn't give you the day off to vote. I feel like everyone should get the day off to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's
get...
what you should get.
Although, unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people would just use that day off to sit around and watch The Price.
Fine, then I will be voting and my government will take them over.
Legally, you're supposed to get like 2 or 3 hours. It's actually a law. I don't know if it's a state or federal, whatever it is. I'm assuming federal. that you're supposed to get two or three hours to vote, because we had a lot of issues in HR at my work last time that there was the election, because people were like bringing us like, no, I have government issue documents saying that we can't hold true
for everything though, because like
it depends, I was a teacher
in the last during the last election there's no way I could get out before
there's certain times like if you work a normal nine to five then you can get the option to get out for the 2 hours or something like that, because you can possibly not get home until like the poll, like only an hour before the polls are closing or something. But, yeah, I think teachers, because since you get out, like, in 3 years, it's different.
I mean, I just feel like in this country, we should be able to have a day where we all can vote. Or you have voting on a Saturday or something like that, you know?
Make it easier.
Yeah, just make it easier for people to go, because it's such a pain in the ass to go on a Tuesday. Yeah. And I go out of my way to fucking learn about who's running and who's doing what, and I try and look up the shit on even, like, the judges and whatnot.
You know what would make it a lot easier for people to vote? Is if they figured out a secure way to do it online.
Yep.
On the
iPhone. Yeah, there was an app for that. It would never be totally secure, though.
That'd be sweet.
That's
very it's not secure how it is now.
That's not entirely.
There's bias counters. It's not secure. Yeah. Like, the internet would make everyone... I mean, there's some way to figure it
out.
There's
a way
to
do, like, a photo ID, or somehow, like, it can take a picture and identify you.
Yeah, once we have retinal scans on every computer.
Well, we're not that far. I mean, iPhone now, you can take a picture of a check that you get, and it'll deposit the check.
What? Are you serious?
Just by taking a picture of
it. So everyone...
Yeah. Wow. We're close.
At the grocery store, you used to be able to put your thumb on a screen.
Yeah, but that didn't work.
They got rid of them.
A bunch of people got thumb disease.
It's dangerous.
Thumbs removed.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, maybe they could do the same with the checks. Like, you take a picture of your voter registration card and your ID.
And then you
cast your vote.
Oh, so then there's not a series of online choices that could be hacked into. It's just a bunch of JPEGs, basically, that... I guess could be altered.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. Yeah, so like, but you'd have to match the voter ID and like a physical ID, and then the problem would be if someone stole your ID and voting registration card.
Yeah.
But I mean, they could do that right now.
What if we? I mean, if we, I'm trying to fix this problem for you, government. Listen up. So we still have to go to an external place to register. You still have to do all your records through mail. But in that, there's a bunch of loopholes between mail and emails. Like, each step is the opposite. So you have the first thing you have to do through real mail. Then you have to do it through internet, through the one certain IP address. Then you have to do it again through the mail. Like, the next step is tangible. Then the next step has to yet again be from the same through the same IP address, same everything. So it jumps back and forth to secure. Like, it had to be months of proving that I, at this tangible address, am also this at this address, whatever it works through, so that
but not everybody owns a computer.
Oh, that's
well,
true.
Then the well, we have libraries,
they should.
And there's a library. You can make a library system where you can go and use that internet. I'm sure in the first few years
it would help
still
for
do...
absentee voting too, because you could just vote online,
wherever
you are.
Maybe would it have to be online, or would that just be an alternate option?
I think it's. I mean, I think you should just do all or nothing. Because that'd be even more complicated to have.
Have you guys ever volunteered to work?
No.
I didn't volunteer.
No.
I got paid.
Damn, girl.
Oh, you? Do they pay?
When I was in high school, I got $100 to sit there for 10 hours or something like that.
Were you 18?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had to be 18.
Like, it was just, it so happened that my senior year of high school was also an election year. And it was crazy because I was in between... a very staunch Republican lady and a very staunch Democrat lady who would get into arguments about things and then like turn to me as if I could arbitrate this, and they're both like, you know, well in their 50s or 60s, and neither of them, they're both like, Mark, what do you think? And then if I disagreed, they'd be like, well, what do you even know? You're 18.
Wow, fucking
idiots.
Bro. That's cool. Like, I remember though feeling bad in like AP government, because we have filled these surveys and stuff, like, what do you do to support the government? Like, do you attend rallies? Do you, you know, protest, writing letters, and I was like, I don't do anything. So I guess voting's a thing, but I kind of wish I like volunteered more.
You want to protest more?
Have you ever written your congressman?
I've never written my congressman.
No.
Hi, how you doing?
Anything.
No, like how yeah, you feel anything about
I don't,
things.
I have no.
You've never written your congressman?
I guess I just don't care. Like, I remember when I went to go vote for Obama. I go vote for whoever my friends want me to vote for. I don't really care. Like, I got someone, this woman who was in college was interviewing me. She's like, I'm doing like my thesis on the election since the election's happening this year, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, what do you think about the politics of the two candidates? And I was like, I don't know, their stance on school education. I like one and I don't like the other. Like, well, what about it? I'm like, I gotta go. Bye. I don't know. That's not my thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird that you said like when you were voting for Obama. I think because we're we're all artists essentially, so that is predisposed for liberal behavior. And plus, especially being in a blue state that we are, yeah. I'm going to speak as Chris Polk.
It's a blue city more than a blue state. But yeah, the city rules.
Yeah, the city. It's steamroll. Exactly, you're right. Yeah. Exactly, Keith. But yeah, so we get to. I just don't understand sometimes. Like, I've never had an argument with like a Republican person. But you have.
Ooh, I have. Yeah.
No, Chris Bogue has, because that's like his hobby.
Yeah.
Well, like I feel it's hard for me to ever argue politics with somebody that has a real view. Because if you have a real view on something, you've pretty much already made your decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really hard for me to convince somebody to think what I think.
I don't want to convince people to think.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, like I'd just rather go and vote my way. Yeah. But you know, like it's, you know, but the thing is like we're stuck with this two-party system with the Democrats and the Republicans mostly, you know, taking everything. Where it seems like it's always you're voting for, you know, the devil you know and the devil you don't know. And that's really all you got, you know, because we had like a Democratic mayor here in Chicago, Mayor Daley, but then he did not necessarily a liberal thing by privatizing the parking meters.
Well, also, like these people are humans, so it's not like they can be the perfect candidate. Like,
Robo-president.
Robo-president.
I will make a sound decision.
They're human, so...
4.0 more years. 4.0 more years.
It's so hard, because what it kind of comes down to is like, us like either watching the candidate talk on TV, or seeing them in person, or hearing them. And then you kind of determine whether that's like the asshole you like.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen a president in person?
No.
I saw
talk about it all the time, even
Obama
if it was Bush.
Drove by. When he was in Chicago, he like drove by my work, but
and he rolled down his window and say hey.
I saw Barack before he was president. Mm-hmm. But,
oh, wow. That's cool.
But I never. He came to ISU. And
that rules.
Yeah, I was very far away.
I've seen Al Gore a few times.
Yeah. Because you're from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yeah.
From Carthage, Tennessee.
Or Carthage. Sorry. Carthage. I forgot. And Al Gore's mother still lives there.
Well, that's his hometown, and his mother does still live there.
Yeah.
It's not really his hometown. It's to be fair, he just moved there very young, but he claimed, like, you know, he sort of claimed it as a place to claim.
It's like his election hometown.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's really more of what it is. I think he's not actually really, really 100% from Carthage.
I can't imagine I can't imagine a president coming out of Carthage.
Unless Keith wants to be president.
Look, if Keith wants to be president, I will fully support him. I
never thought that a comedian could ever have a real public office, and then Al Franken got elected.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, who knows?
Keith Habersberger, if you were President Habersberger, what would you do?
If I was the president.
Nice.
Well, first thing, I would bring back the show What Would You Do on Nickelodeon. But no.
As my first.
As president of the United States of America.
We don't, we don't have any of the props anymore, Mr. President. We don't want to do the show anymore.
You know, if I was president, and I had, like, you know, I mean, you really don't get to change that many things, but things I would try to change immediately are all just the basic liberal agenda is like, all right, cool, let's finish war as quick as possible in the most reasonable way that's safe for everyone who's doing it. Let's legalize gay marriage everywhere. Let's get that over with. Let's get gays who want to fight in the military, boom, do it. Let's also just try and make taxes even across the board for all people who make different amounts of money. It should be equal. People who make more money shouldn't have to give away less. That's fucking dumb.
I would vote for you so far.
I know. And then I'd also...
You're a little biased. So far.
I'd go ahead and let's get pot legalized across America, because the fact is, it's dumb that alcohol is and it's moderated and pot isn't, because everyone is so aware that marijuana is actually much safer than drinking. It just is. You know, you don't die from it. You can't die from it. It's why on earth are we allowed to consume death poison that is alcohol? Death poison that is responsible for a lot of individual deaths and deaths of others, whereas marijuana, which will only make you get hungry and fall asleep, is not cool.
And it's good for people who are sick.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good properties. It's dumb. It's just dumb. So vote for me, America. Anything else is just dumb.
4.0 more years.
4.0
more years. You guys, got the robot vote.
Did you guys see that guy running for governor in New York? From the
rent is too high.
Rent is too damn high. I posted a video of him on
octavarius.com
about it. Because I was just amazed as to how much everybody liked him. He
had interesting facial hair as well.
And, yeah, his facial hair, and then he wore gloves too, which I found fascinating. But the thing that everyone seemed to enjoy is that, like, how incredibly honest he was with what he cared about.
You know what I enjoyed the most about him was that he listed himself, like, his party name was the Rent Is Too Damn High Party. That's on. It's on the ballot.
It's on the ballot.
And I didn't... and, dude, like, you,
really so I posted the ballot on the site, so you can see the ballot.
Like, you can vote Democratic Party, you can vote Republican Party, you can vote Rent Is Too Damn High Party. Two is the number two
yeah, he had on to the change ballot. He had to change it to the number two because T-O-O ended up bumping off the end of the name. And so they tried
like it's an AIM screen name.
Is it would still say rent is too damn high, but it'd say high like hello.
No, rent is too damn high, swim girl 73.
Yeah. So they said
girl
G-U-R-L. So the New York state, you know, whoever controls the ballot said they wanted to remove the word damn. And he would not remove the word damn.
Hell no.
So he said, can I put in the number two instead of T-O-O? And they said, yes.
Fine, whatever.
This is America, the greatest country on the planet.
Yeah.
Well, do what you want, man.
Like, what he stands for, like...
I mean, to be fair, the rent is too damn high.
And then you look at the constitutionality of his stances... Like he is
well,
a
his
lot...
sitses. Yeah. I've only seen him sitting. Stopping him in his track.
Bebo begrudgingly accepts the joke.
Yeah, and he. I mean, the thing about it is when you hear him speak in the debate, the fun thing about it is he doesn't believe that religion should interfere with government. His stance on gay marriage is if you want to marry a shoe, I'll marry you. Like he just
yes,
doesn't.
No,
that's
a real
quote.
Yeah, that's his
I
quote.
I want him.
He's a joke candidate. I think that
would
recently.
Never, would you never vote for someone? Like
no,
that?
I would, but I'm a terrible voter. I would vote for a joke. I would spend and I do money on a joke.
It's like the same situation that happened. I was just about to bring that up in California. Arnold Schwarzenegger ran. Gary Coleman ran. Mary Carey, the porn star, ran, who used to be real hot and then not so much now. But
sucker. That's probably why she lost.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, it's a joke. And I think people voted for Swords. I personally think, because I don't really take it that seriously, unfortunately. But like, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if Arnold Schwarzenegger won? Voting for him, whatever.
I think all of the TV stations banded together to do it, because it would make way better news and way better entertainment.
And there, wasn't there, not too long ago, there was a person who was running for Senate in, like North Carolina or something, or South Carolina.
Flipped out?
I don't know if he did. I just remember he had no idea what he was doing.
Oh,
he was,
like,
not qualified at all. Somehow got on the ballot.
Castelvi, technically, tomorrow, he is up
for election. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Butchered him somehow.
It's either North Carolina or South Carolina.
I think it's South Carolina, because I know Colbert did a thing on it.
Yeah, and he's Democrat. I forget his name. I want to say his last name is Green.
It is Green, because they interviewed people from there, and they thought he was the musician, like Al Green or something. They was like, I just saw the name, and it looked like I thought the musician was
sketch. It's
so unreal. And he's like, he supposedly has like a criminal record. And like, you can just do it.
People, that's like, so many people don't give a shit.
The way you get on the ballot is you need usually a certain signature amount. And this is where our government starts to get really messed up. Because the signature amount you need to be on the ballot for something, if it's a party thing, is set by your party. So, but it's set by your party at different levels depending on the position. So, like, you need more signatures to be the water reclamation district head of Cook County than you do to be mayor of Chicago.
What?
Yeah. Because it's, you know...
Well, look, dude, I want my water to be good. I don't care about anything else.
Well, the thing about, I
would rather have more signatures to be water reclamation. I would rather have that requirement higher for water reclamation than mayor, because likely whoever shows up on the ballot for water reclamation will get voted for.
Yeah.
You know, whoever's there will probably get voted for.
Like, one's going to read the Tribune's expose on the water reclamation campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I will, because that's the shit I read. Mm-hmm. But I am weird.
Falls into that? Who is, like, in school, like, I want to be head of water reclamation?
Oh, there are
a bunch of people.
Really? Yeah. They have higher aspirations, and then they just settle for that, like, because that's still a pretty big job.
Or it's something that directly affects their lives, and they care about it. Because you can get involved in your community on a smaller level, like be in charge of your local township.
The current mayor of my hometown, Palatine, is former Bears player Jim Schwantz.
Oh my god, he used to talk at our elementary school.
Yeah.
He would give, like, motivational talks.
Yeah, and now he's the mayor.
Yep.
That's amazing. It's mayor all new
Palatine. You talk at schools, you get to be the mayor.
Yeah, I mean, they're really...
That's one of the first things Lawrence said.
It wasn't Disney or Harry Potter.
Which I was going to ask Keith what his stance on Disney
would
was.
Would you vote for Deborah Snape?
What do you mean? What is my stance? Who the hell cares what my stance on Disney is?
Lauren does.
What stance can I have?
That's the thing, though. No, like, Lauren, in this case, is like if we were all the voters, Lauren represents... Well, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 or 8 people here. Lauren's like 12% of this, minus
eight
you though,
people.
So 7. Because you can't, or I guess you can vote for yourself. So yeah, we got 8. So we have 12.5% of all the voters. Their main issue is Disney.
So you're saying that the swing vote is the Disney vote?
Yes.
I feel like, Lauren, I feel like if you ran for any office, you would be running under the Every Girl Is a Princess party.
There's too many letters in there.
Yeah, we'd have to switch.
I'm Lauren Imey, and I support this message.
I'm Lauren Imey, and I support this message.
Keith Habersberger hates Disney. Lauren Imey has dressed up like a princess for every Halloween her whole life. Keith Habersberger dresses up like someone who hates Disney.
Just listen to this.
Just listen to this quote he said about Disney. Her stance on Gryffindor. But has Keith? Someone likes the Dark Lord a little too much.
He would be in Slytherin.
Think about the issues that matter. Abortion, gay marriage, Disney.
I feel like it would
be don't vote for Slytherin.
I feel like she wouldn't even be able to get somebody credible enough to do a slam ad voice.
I would
jump at that.
I would much rather turn on the television at like 1:30 in the morning, because that's the ad space she'd be able to afford.
He has used the Avada Kedavra curse many times.
Keith Habersberger has never once seen the sixth Harry Potter movie.
I know it.
What are you afraid of, Keith?
Paid for by Lauren Imani!
Vote Lauren Imani for Water Reclamation District President.
I imagine this ad just has like sparkling fairies.
It looks like a Disney afternoon TV show intro.
Yes. Or I really like the Disney, you know, castle intro, or the DreamWorks intro.
Are you suggesting that your slam head is all to the backdrop of a shimmery castle with a glitter rainbow appearing above it?
It's gotten more creative now. Now they have, like, started off with the train, right? The new intro with that Pixar.
Yeah, it's real sexy.
Yeah, that one's real sexy.
God, everything's so sexy in the future.
I know. Right?
The future's great.
It's getting sexier.
Gosh.
But did you guys miss what I said earlier?
Yeah,
totally.
When you're talking about Al Franken, I'm so proud of this. My aunt will not be happy that I'm saying this, but my aunt dated him.
Oh, that's right. You talked about this in the podcast.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. I listened to it the other day.
So she's like, she's been with a senator?
Yeah,
I think my little quote was Al Franken was inside your aunt. That's why.
I remember that.
Very unrelated. Octavarius remembers.
Yeah, we listen to our own.
Cloud has a story.
Is that a personal story?
Oh, then whatever.
Story about my dad and encountering Al Franken.
Is it a tale of terror or what?
It's a tale of weird.
Probably terror.
What happened with your dad and Al Franken?
Well, he was at this thing for work in like Puerto Rico, and they had for entertainment night different groups would go up and do their best like Ricky Martin impression. This years back, and like I guess sing "Live La Vida Loca" or something. But my dad's company's like, man, we don't have anyone that can do that. And they're like, Tom, will you go up and just give what you got? And so. For theirs, they did, like, Livin' La Vida Old Guy, and it was Ricky Martin, like, 50 years from now or whatever, and my dad just, like, spoke the words to the song, apparently, like, everyone at this conference or whatever was dying, and Al Franken was in the audience, he's like, that guy's funnier than I am.
Nice!
Got him!
Like, my dad.
Your dad's funnier than Al.
And I was just like, he told me this, and I just could not believe it.
You
like,
call Al Franken Al?
Unky Al.
Unky Al.
No way.
Could
have
been.
So, yeah.
You sound so disappointed that your aunt is with that other guy.
She's not with him anymore.
Oh, she's not with him anymore. Oh, I see. I'm sorry, Lauren.
I could have.
Like, seriously, date for a long time?
I'll have to answer, but I know it was at least like. It was one of her serious relationships in California.
I hope that that your family is having Thanksgiving dinner some year, like 5 years from now maybe, and in the middle of eating your turkey, you get a ring on the doorbell, and Al Franken's there, like, in the rain, holding a pile of wet flowers. I've got nowhere else to go.
Take me back.
You'll be glad
you
did.
I like you.
Would you please recognize the senator from Minnesota?
Lauren, I hate to wonder this, but I wonder if maybe... just maybe your aunt just like thought she was in a serious relationship with him?
Kind of like how you think you're in a serious relationship with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
My aunt really like... I don't know.
Do
I believe her.
Have you seen pictures of the two?
Actually, my mom went out to dinner with her or my aunt and Al once. She went to go visit
Al Franken.
Yes.
Senator Al Franken.
You don't call him Al.
Why do I have to use the whole word? The whole name?
Because he's a senator.
And you don't know him.
You don't know him. You've never met him. You're just saying this shit.
Who do you think I mean using this tongue when I say Gary?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Busey.
No, I was saying me and my buddy Barack were hanging out, and get out of here! What is going on with them?
That just makes me think you're hanging out with the Mortal Kombat dude.
Yeah, I was just hanging out with Baraka.
Dude, and then Scorpion came over, and man, was it tense.
No, my aunt used to do a lot of stand-up in some really big theaters in L.A. and in California, and she was out there for like 15 years.
Out with Al Franken.
Yeah, she dropped out of ISU and went...
And got a career.
Apparently.
Awesome.
Yeah, but then kind of stuff went down. With the personal life, so let's be
great. Oh,
thanks for bringing it up.
Wow, I'm glad that we all have to go through this.
Wouldn't that have been good for her set?
I don't know. I don't think.
Dude, it was, did you still what is funnier stand-up? Than I was in a relationship with Al Franken that went sour?
Well, no, that wasn't the main.
Sure, it's campaign team to put a squash on that.
Yeah, so I don't know. They somehow met. Oh,
do you guys? Great. Can you think of any celebrities who you would like to see in office? Who you think would do a good job?
I think Clive Owen is so dashing.
He's not American, man. He can't. Yeah.
Well, he could be a good governor then. Whatever.
Yeah, he could be a governor.
Yeah.
I think Robert Downey Jr. always does really good, like, politician characters.
Roles.
Yeah.
I always find those celebrities.
Well, yeah,
I don't think
the guy
he's ever
that served time in federal prison.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah. Aside from the fact that he was in prison. Yeah.
I understand. I'm just saying he portrays it really well.
How many politicians has Robert Downey Jr. played?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What movies can you name in which he played?
I don't think of any.
I don't think he's ever done that.
But no, he's really great in A Few Good Men, right?
No.
But okay, but didn't you guys? You guys saw Top Gun, though, right? Like, he was good in that.
Yeah,
No.
Was he a politician in Mission Impossible 3?
All these movies have no politicians in them.
Yeah. Also,
is that the game you're trying to
do? Also, the game he's doing is it's all Tom Cruise
movies. Oh, I see.
I don't think Tom Cruise ever played a politician either.
He neither, you know.
He played a lawyer.
In Mission Impossible, he played a spy who played a politician.
Yeah, I remember that. There was that crazy mask
technique. You know who's dreamy?
Here we go.
Sure. No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, man, I totally vote for him.
Oh, I'd bang him in
he's
a heartbeat.
Like, actually, he's
better with age.
Like, what? Wait a second. Titanic, Leo.
I wasn't
14.
Like all about him, but like I feel like as he's aged, like
yeah.
he's
screaming
now.
Yeah, like the more tougher, like rough. Yeah.
Yeah. Inception DiCaprio looks gorgeous.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a DiCaprio.
Not as gorgeous
as Joe. With.
LP, you just made my night.
I was talking about Joe Torrio.
I hate you so much.
I think so. I always get annoyed.
Affirming that she calls him Joe.
It was Joey once. A long time ago.
What?
Then you're just talking about Blossom Joey.
But with celebrities, though, there's so many that are just overtly political and always have an agenda. And I sometimes find that annoying.
Yeah.
Like, Leonardo DiCaprio has, like, an environmental kind of agenda.
Yeah.
He's always trying.
And he's, like, hardcore about it. Like, he'll
yell at rallies,
like, you know, Mr. President, save our bushes!
Who's the one who's, like, all about animal rights?
Is that Jewel is.
There's a lot of
Shania Twain?
I think the worst is Shania Twain. The worst is Bono.
Bono is real bad.
But Bono doesn't align with a party one
That's
way
true.
Or
it's true. He's just an all-around good
like,
person.
Barbara Streisand was real big for a long time and would speak out a lot. Sean Penn.
Tim Robbins, too.
And it's just annoying sometimes.
And then Republican celebrities. God, who are the... Remember that chick from Everybody Loves Raymond?
The girl?
The mom from Everybody Loves Raymond did a campaign slam ad on behalf of the Republican candidate for Senate in the state of Missouri against Claire McCaskill. McCaskill won because part of it was she had this big ad with Michael J. Fox saying
that Michael J. Fox is one too.
Yeah,
right?
Michael J. Fox. Well, Michael J. Fox really only comes out for stem cell research. That's the only thing he talks about. because you know
he's got
money. He could, yeah, he could use some. He could use some stem cell research.
Oh my god!
Look, you know, he needs some stem cells.
It definitely.
Oh, Doc, I need those cells. Oh god!
So,
come on, that's fucking first.
His salary pulls into the
so Michael J. Fox
with so many groans.
That was so bad.
So Michael J. Fox does this ad saying that the other candidate opposes stem cell research. So then it's Patricia Heaton, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So Patricia Heaton comes on and does this ad that essentially comes off that she's anti-Michael J. Fox.
I didn't believe any of his movies or shows.
Well, she basically says, like, you know, don't believe... you know, what celebrities tell you or something like that. And she's a celebrity herself. It was something ridiculous. And then she said, you know, we don't need stem cell research. It's okay. Vote Republican guy.
We don't need that stuff.
And it just really came off wrong.
Yeah.
And came off shitty because, everybody likes Michael J. Fox. And it's so... Ugh, I think it was probably one of the worst things she could have ever done for her career. There's also Chuck Norris always comes out for Republicans.
Oh, he totally does.
Huckabee.
Yeah. Well, Huckabee.
Chuck Norris wrote a political book.
What?
Called, I believe it's called Black Belt Politics.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Man. Wow.
I saw him on the, I think, short-lived show Huckabee. Hosted by Mike Huckabee.
It's still on.
It's still on? Yeah. Oh, good.
Really?
That was funny.
Yeah, I've watched Huckabee. Huckabee's funny.
Yeah, he interviewed Chuck Norris. It was like his second or third show, you know, and he needed a guest that was like way pro Huckabee. And so it was just them, like, you know, jerking each other off for 5 minutes.
Yeah, luckily
and then
for
Chuck
Huckabee,
Norris.
Chuck Norris got huge on the internet.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chuck Norris talked about his book.
I just don't understand. Like, I can't get into the Republican mindset. I just don't know how you can be so hateful. That's why I don't understand it. I try to put myself in those shoes.
They're not all like that, though.
No, but they're not.
They get it from their parents. Or
yeah,
like, that's how they
but
grow
I mean,
up.
Some of them are. Come on, the majority are though.
Okay,
they are just negative.
I knew. Well, there was this girl I went to high school with, and it always surprised me because we'd talk about politics, and she would like do all the same things we would do, and hang out with all the same people, mm-hmm. and then when we'd ask her. You know, sometimes you'd be like, oh, no, I'm against gay marriage.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, like you know, like that, a man. Bunch of your friends are gay. And she's like, yeah, but, you know, like my parents are Republicans. And, you know, so I'm with that. You know, I'm gonna get all their money. They were pretty rich. And she was like, I'm going to get their money. So, like, I should probably, like,
should
be protecting
gays.
That.
Yeah. I don't think my all Republicans are like
no,
that.
No,
not
but,
all.
Like, it was
you're
just,
right,
and it astounded me because she never even looked into any of it. She was like, I don't have to. I know where I stand.
But I would say there's more gay people hate gay marriage on the Republican side than there is on the
Democratic
side.
Dude, there are a bunch of gay Republicans. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of gay Republicans.
Who?
A lot of them are in the closet.
I know.
A lot of
them
are
in the closet. No, I fucking know several, actually, that are out gay men that are Republicans. I know several gay men that are Republicans. And they
not a lot of black Republicans either. Only like a couple.
There are a few.
Those two.
You would be surprised, and it's well because these fellas don't really care about gay marriage. They care about other things. There are other things more important to them
they care enough to go against it. It's not that they don't care. They don't care. Like I don't care. Whatever. They're like, yeah, I don't care, but they can't do it.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people argue that stuff like gay marriage. And abortion rights are wedge issues that are very unlikely to ever really be solved
in the
near future.
The term wedge issues in that last sentence was bolded in your textbook because it's going to be at the end of the chapter in the vocabulary section.
Mark.
Yeah.
Well played.
But yeah, so these gay guys say, like, you know, nobody's really going to vote one way or another on gay marriage, you know, tomorrow in their minds. That's how they see it. So they say, but I do care about, you know, the budget. I do care about the war. I do care about this and that. And those are things that are much more likely to happen. So, you know, I vote Republican. That's what they think.
I knew a lot of people.
And that's a very common thing for a lot of people because they just say, well, what really is the thing is they'll control the budget and they'll control, you know, the military. And those are the things that they vote on. Everybody has their things that they vote on.
The military is big for a lot of people. It's instilled in, you know, I mean.
My uncle is a colonel in the Marines and is actually in Afghanistan right now.
Wow.
And I love him so much, but he is such a hardcore Republican. Like, some of his favorite things, he says, I think, two or three things to me every time I would see him. He'd be like, it was like, all right, Matt, I'll see you later. And he's like, just remember, don't lift with your back. And when I was in college, he'd be like, all right, don't let the liberal arts school get rid of your conservative beliefs. Okay, I'll see you later. That's what he would say every fucking time.
Wow.
But remember when there was that, there was a shooting in a school, and it was a couple of years ago, I forget, like Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech, yeah.
And he just, a kid shot a whole classroom or something.
Yeah, that was awful.
I remember talking to him about it, or he brought it up. I think we were talking about it happened recently. And he was just like, man, you know what, Matt? It's just, if that teacher had a gun, none of this would have happened.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, no.
Probably be worse.
That's how they believe. And it's just, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I can't think like that. And I don't understand. And maybe it was the way I was brought up. But my dad's kind of a pseudo-Republican himself.
I can understand.
Like older people.
I can understand people that want to own guns that live in more wide open spaces.
Yeah, I get
I live right on top of people in the city of Chicago. And I don't want to have a gun. There's too many people around. Yeah. I'm probably going to shoot a person.
I don't trust myself with a gun. No, absolutely not. I don't trust anyone with a gun because I know humans.
If I lived in Arizona or New Mexico or you know, in a more rural area.
Keith liked that joke.
Humans are terrible people.
Stelby, 2010.
That's a great quote. That quote will live in infamy. I hope that's on your grave.
Humans are terrible people. I know for a fact we would not be able to, if we all had guns, in this apartment.
I would joke around all the time.
We'd start playing with them.
Oh, man, we are so dumb. We should not own handguns.
We should never have handguns.
We'd be dead within 4 hours, all of us.
Have you guys ever been in a scary situation?
Were you wish you had a gun?
No,
a
gun. One time when I was little, the kid across the street
shot me.
More shows us her bullet wound.
It's so lodged in there between the breast. Okay. Anyway, so. Yeah, the...
Wait, were you saying, the bullet was still in it?
Yeah.
From when we were a child?
Never got the bullet removed.
She chose not to.
You said it was in between your breasts, too, is what it's
like.
Breast
bone.
No, okay.
Yeah, whatever it
is. You just don't ever want to meet a lady with a bullet wound in between her titty.
Fucked the hole, man. Yeah.
Tins, it's not just a bullet wound. Lauren left the bullet in.
Yeah, there's a piece of the bullet.
It would be a third boob.
It wouldn't be a third boob. Well, it'd be a piece of metal sticking out a centimeter and a half from your tits. It's a bullet.
But man, would you cheat on that girl? No. She will get you.
Oh, bullet titty, you mean? Wait,
are you implying she's going to shoot the bullet out of her chest?
I'm just saying, she took that and is still going. What do you think your things mean to her? Nothing.
Boom. Oh my God.
Would you be saving it though?
I'm saving my bullet for marriage.
Around her neck to it, so it looks like it's a necklace.
But it's really jutting out of her chest.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's when she finds true love, then she'll take the bullet out.
What? Find me the wound. That's my glass slipper. A bullet
I hope it's it's more like the sword and the stone, where your one true man will be able to pull it out.
And not kill you.
Thousands have tried.
You're giving her a Disney reality.
Stop it.
like,
Lauren Imony has a bullet in her knockers.
Keith does it. Vote Slytherin.
Lauren was trying to tell a story.
I'm sorry, Lauren.
No, this is much better.
Okay, so is there a kid has a gun?
Yeah, so the little kid across the street from me, his parents were duck hunters, and they had a lot of guns, like not shotguns the NES or whatever.
I don't get it. I just am not from the South.
What? Yeah. I don't know. And my mom always was, you know, very good in instilling in me, like, if you ever see a gun, like, don't play with it, run away, blah blah blah.
Run away! I just imagine. Now I just imagine a gun was just lying on the floor, and there's Laura, just bolting from the gun.
Pretty
motionless.
Much, pretty much. The kid was like, I'm going to show you something really cool, blah, blah, and like, show
dude, that's
me
like
all
that commercial.
Guns.
It's exactly
yeah.
like all those commercials.
Yeah, and I like got really freaked out, and he was like going to pick it up, and I ran home to my mom, and I think I got him in trouble.
Good. Dude, you should be showing
you should, yeah, you should be picking up a gun.
Well, here's like the Southern mentality. So,
yeah. Okay, Keith, please.
There's all these Southerners in this small town, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they hunt. And like one of them starts hunting, and they're like, "Oh, that's cool, Ray's right, hunting. He's got a gun." But then one other guy's like, "I don't trust that Ray dude. I don't like him. I don't trust him around my kids. I don't." So they go and buy a gun. And now Daniel's.
So they. So a lot of them do just buy guns out of mistrust for their neighbors.
Dude, it's paranoia.
They're always sure that all their shit's gonna get stolen, and a burglar's gonna come in and try and stab them out in bumfuck. Look, if I'm gonna rob you, I'm not gonna drive to the middle of Indiana to do it. No. I'm gonna go somewhere here where guns can't be.
But Keith, is it like a thing though? Because yes. There's so little population. And everything's so spread out that you could kill somebody, like you could kill somebody in their home, and you could just drive on two states over, and no one would ever find out. Is that kind of like? I feel like that's kind
I'm
of
sure
like
that's
yeah.
It'd
be
because when we
like
go
that.
To ISU, there it would be just those farmers when you'd be driving, they'd mm-hmm. have those signs on their cornfield that just be like, hey, it'd be like, hey, I have a gun, but now the government wants to take it away. Mm-hmm. Another mile, it's like. Don't take away my guns or I can't kill people. Or and so I just feel like that maybe it's one of those.
I need my guns to kill people.
I'm just trying to understand because I can't and
maybe
I want to.
It's just like simple and dirty. If you gotta kill a burglar, just use a gun.
Yeah,
it's easier
it's
than
just
calling the cops.
Easiest safety.
Everything.
Most secured safety is having a gun.
Which is scary.
But it's not safe for others. So it's
I don't like about guns is that it's just a tiny amount of force. And then, like, physics does the rest, or chemistry, I guess, technically.
Both.
Whereas,
both.
Like...
science. Let's say science.
If you're going to kill someone with a sword, you have to supply all of the force to do that. And so, you're aware at every step of the way exactly what you're doing.
Are you petitioning for swords in our classroom?
So, yes. as a candidate, Mark,
the right
you're
to bear swords?
Sword.
I'm anti-gun, pro-sword.
The government doesn't want you to have swords.
Mark Musinski wants to have a sword in every garage.
So much to use the Cruciatus curse on him.
Hey, Sally.
Lower Nymany.
Hey, Sally. Come to my garage. I have something neat to show you.
Oh, your dad's sword?
Yeah. Why don't we pretend, well, let's play Knights and Robbers.
Okay, I'll be the robber.
Also, right, swords are like knight. 25 to 40 pounds,
it depends
on
what
how
kind of
big
sword
they
you
are.
Have, actually.
Like so, like, kids will have a lot of trouble hurting each other with, like, a full-size sword.
I have three
kids are really very stupid. They'll find a way.
Yeah, all you have to do is set it up and, yeah.
They'll try to lift
it.
I mean, you could say the same about knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true.
But I mean, like, at what
they'll
point?
Kill each other if they want.
At what point do you, like, I don't know, weigh the cost of having just buying a gun or installing, like, a home security system?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some are so expensive, you'd have to take a loan out of over $10,000. I mean, $10,000 of debt or more.
Is that time already?
feels early.
Yeah.
It's 48 right now.
Okay.
It's 48.
Let's get it out of the way.
Let's get it done.
Well, if you spend $10,000 or more on your credit card for anything, be it an artillery for you to defend your home against your suspicious neighbors.
Or donations to the Imony campaign.
Yes. Go Disney.
Call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. They will guarantee to negotiate down your credit card debt. And they will also guarantee that all of your candidates...
Not a guarantee.
...will be pro-Disney and anti-Keith and pro...
Gryffindor.
...Bullet Tit.
Well, that'd be a sick cartoon, man. Dude. This girl, right. This girl who shoots bullets out of the center of her chest.
Bullet tit. It'd be kind of like in Awesome Powers. It was just out of the... Yeah.
Yeah, but this girl can only shoot bullets after she's been shot.
Yeah.
Be a little less
terrible
sexy.
Terrible superhero.
Yeah.
Now, hang on a gosh darn minute. Uh-huh. I don't think I'm going to remember anything about this Legal Helper's debt resolution thing tomorrow unless I have some sort of song to hang on to.
Oh, well, there's a jingle. They're singing
Round the Globe.
Matt?
Yes?
Would you sing it for us?
I would love to. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Yay!
Good singing.
Thank you.
Great.
It was an operatic or spooky.
That's okay. I like it.
Yeah. Anyway.
You guys,
don't worry. It's only 364 days till next Halloween. Keep those spooky puns going.
Yeah. We will probably.
Yeah.
We
definitely. For those who don't know us all that well, starting last September, we started saying goodnight to each other when we're hanging out. We'd say goodnight to each other spookily.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd replace normal words with spooky words. I.e., we would tell each other good fright, sweet screams, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, it stretched on into November.
And spiraled out of control.
Well, because there were so many holidays, so we could just keep coming up with puns for holidays.
Yeah, we acknowledge that the spooky times are over because we acknowledge the other holidays, but it's been going on over a year now, and it's still going strong, I think.
Yep. We had Happy Boof Year for Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Happy
Everything is still spooky no matter what holiday it is. It's dumb.
Because it's the best holiday.
Laura and Imani will give you a day off for Halloween.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking about needing a Halloween costume soon. I'm thinking about it.
What are you thinking?
I don't know if there's a good, big store I could go to fill all of my Halloween needs.
Oh, Keith, you should go to Party City. But if they're closed, try Target.
Target? What are they?
What are they?
Target are a chain of stores that you, if you haven't seen one, where the fuck are you living? You can buy lots of things at Target. Groceries at some of them. Clothing at all of them, I think. And video games that are hidden behind glass screens, so you have to tell an employee that you want to get Nintendogs.
Oh my goodness.
Now, do they carry Targets in Target?
Oh, no.
Would that be misleading for foreigners?
Dirty foreigners.
Like archery targets? What kind of targets are we?
Big-chinned foreigners.
I don't know.
Around.
What? Yeah, archery targets. I guess darts. They might sell darts.
Soggy
eyes. Oh, okay. Well, yes. I'm sure they probably sell dartboards.
Yeah. Maybe they sell targeting systems, like for missiles.
Buying up all my corn.
Wouldn't that be great if, like, the foreigners. Underground of Target really was, like, their, like, factory of making giant targets?
Are you suggesting that Target is, a system of supervillains?
Yes!
Target, grocery and armory. Come on down. We'll take your profits and give them to our right-wing political causes.
Aww.
Keith wants to give short eyelashed foreigners jobs. Dirty jobs? Better get your story right, Keith.
My name's Short Eyelash.
I don't take offense to that because my eyelashes are super long.
You're not a foreigner. You're born in America.
Yeah,
that's what you think.
Stop voting.
Aww.
I love coming up with made-up stereotypes.
Target. Maybe there are dartboards.
Yeah, we got a special show this Sunday. It's all of the ticket proceeds go to benefit Illinois State University,
our college,
many of our alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and we've actually been made distinguished alumni there.
Woo.
So
no big deal.
Thanks.
I'll see you at the dinner, Lori Metcalf. That's her name,
and
right?
John Melvin. Yeah.
I don't think if there was a dinner, we weren't invited. So.
You should be.
I think I found that out by Googling us.
There was a dinner. They had a big 40th anniversary dinner. We weren't invited.
It was always the school of like arts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep coming out to the shows. Thank you guys all so much.
Thank you so much. We can't do this without you, and we love you.
We have a lot of fun hanging out after the show and partying with you guys.
Yeah. So, thanks again. And
I got Katie.
And who? What?
Katie. I'm just saying.
He's doing shout-outs.
I'm saying shout-outs to people I know listen to the podcast.
It's like TRL now.
I've been hearing shout-outs like Katie Holmes.
No.
Nice callback.
Callback.
Beep boop. Does anyone else want to do a quick shout out to anybody? Since we've got
Joe.
Sorry
Will,
about cursing, Mom.
David.
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, G7, Ron.
Hey, cats. James Chase. I know. I think you're still trudging through these.
Thanks
for listening.
Hey, Amy Sarah.
Hey, Amy.
Brother.
Hi. Hey, Amy Sarah's brother. Dude, we should hang out, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tim Meadows.
Hey, Tim Meadows. Let's get that Tim pizza.
Just
Tim.
I told you about
it. Just Tim. And
nah,
Joe.
Just Tim.
Yeah, just Joe.
Or Joey well. To Lauren sometime.
Joey.
All right. That does it for us for this week. Check back every Monday for a fresh podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Bonus gonna waggle, waggle. Now put your dick on the sky aboard. And then put your balls on the wall. And your face on the tall man sitting next to your mind.
The fuck was that?